Joining me now from the Toronto Sun, it is Terry Cochon. Terry, thanks so much for joining the show today.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I am doing very well. Doing very well. Thank you for joining. I wanted to start here. I saw this stat the other day. Austin Matthews has drawn two penalties at even strength.
Yep.
Over 500 players have drawn more than him. I don't know if you have a theory on it, or like I saw this stat yesterday, and it blew me away considering the skill, size, and speed of Austin Matthews.
Makes no sense, period.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. This came up earlier in the season, Matt, and I can't remember who it was that said this to us. I can't remember if it was Keith or somebody, but, you know, with some of these guys who don't get calls, and, you know, it's, I don't think it's limited to Austin Matthews as far as superstars across the NHL go, for a lot of them. It's just that they just have their ability to get out of the fray. But that, you know, that only goes so far. It doesn't make any sense. I don't have an answer for you, a good one on that, because it doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't.
No. By the way, that in and of itself is a good answer. You cover this team every day. You've been covering the Leafs in hockey for ages. The fact that you don't have any sort of answer. By the way, Terry, I appreciate that honesty versus when a guest or someone comes up with something to sound smart. When the fact is, it's absolutely nuts. Michael Bunting has drawn 22 of them, and I know that he's got a skill for that. But Matthews only has two. Is just remarkable. All right, let's go on to some of the news of the day. And I understand why Sheldon Keefe is doing this. He's not going to have, you know, this is the most practice time he's had in ages, and he'll probably have in ages. But having Nylander on a third line with David Kampf and Kerfoot, Marner, Tavares, Mikheyev, and then on the first line, Andre Kasha is back, him with Matthews and Michael Bunting. Just any sort of big picture thoughts of what the Leafs head coach is doing?
I think it's fine. He has, you said it. Well, a couple of things, Matt. He has the time to do it and the luxury of where the Leafs are in the standings. So we know they're in the playoffs. The eight teams in the Eastern Conference are set. It's about where they finish. And, you know, right now the Bruins are creeping down the Leafs' necks a bit. But, you know, the Leafs have won 7 of their past 10 games. They're in a good spot right now. He can afford to do this. He has everybody healthy. I don't have an issue with it. I don't know why people would. There's more than half the season to go. Find out now when you can what works and what doesn't. We know that when the All-Star break is over, Matt, it's to say it's going to be busy for the Leafs is an understatement. Yeah. Starting on February 7th, that Monday at home against Carolina, you're more or less playing every other night. But so find out this now if these things will work together. And you know, if they do, great. You go back to what made you good before, and that's fine too. But, you know, you can fall back on some of these options if you have to. When you're getting into some of these games and it is getting busy. This whole idea, people are concentrating too much, though, on this whole Nylander on the third line thing. Like he said to us yesterday, Matt, a lot of the even strength time, ice time, is not going to change here. And I think that's what you have to key on. The 5-on-5 time is not going to change for a guy like Nylander. And, you know, anyone who views it as a demotion or anything else like that just isn't looking at the bigger picture here. And listen, would you rather have this or a coach that has no option but to have his best players on the same line? You keep your fingers crossed and hope like hell that it works, because if it doesn't, you have no other options. You don't want that. This speaks to their depth. It speaks to the ability to move guys around. You know, and again, whether it quote unquote works or not, I have a hard time believing that to an extent this won't work. I think it's fine, you know, and see what happens tomorrow against Anaheim. You like it or you don't. You stick with it. You don't against Detroit Saturday. You go from there. You got the home and home with the Devils for the All-Star game. So,
yeah,
there is some time to look at this, and I say, good, go for it, do it.
I agree. I think the only reason it comes up is because there's always been this weird relationship everyone in the Toronto hockey market has had with Nylander, and there's always the battle lines drawn with him. He's been so polarizing, and usually the arguments back and forth are wildly predictable, which makes him very boring. So I think that's why it gets more attention. For me, I just go full nerd on this. I'm just curious to see what Nylander, how much can he drive a line? And Kerfoot's having, you know, his best year, and Kampf is a nice addition. Like, I'm curious to see what that line looks like. Can it be dangerous? We know, you know, Matthews is dangerous, really, with whoever you put with him. I'm just curious to see how good that line can be.
Yeah, I am too. And you know what? The other part of it, too, is, you know, Bunting and Kasha do good things with Matthews, Matt.
Yeah.
So, and not that Nylander doesn't or Marner doesn't. We know that they do. But the fact is, when you can you know, again, get back to the depth idea and look at, you know, of the four or five forwards that Kyle Dubas added last summer, everything has really worked out quite nicely except for Nick Ritchie. So now you can afford to do, again, these things with the Buntings and Koshes, and Kemp has been great. I mean, you know, would you like to see a little more offense out of him, or production, whatever you want to call it, but that's not what he necessarily brings. Will that bring Nylander down? I don't know. I have a hard time believing that. Like you say, the chemistry has been there with Kerfoot. And let's see what Nylander can do in that role. Does he start taking a few face-offs? He might. I mean, we'll have to see it. But, you know, Kemp is such a good face-off man for the Leafs. You know, I don't necessarily see that that's going to happen, although, you know, Keith kind of alluded to it yesterday. But, yeah, no, what it speaks to is Keith's confidence in the group that he has. And you know what, Matt? The thing is, this would have happened not a long time ago. I don't know how many months or weeks ago, had they been healthy and had COVID not made a comeback. Because, you know, Keith said to us, I've been thinking about this since training camp. This is something I wanted to do since training camp. So he's just getting to it now because he has a full complement of forwards. And, you know, good on him to see it through and see where it goes.
Last question for you, and again, joined by Terry Koshan from the Toronto Sun. The other topic, and, you know, we talk about things a little bit more when you have an extra day off, so it gets more attention. Right. You know, every player goes through slumps, and, you know, Tavares came out and said, you know, I've got to do a better job. One goal, one assist over the last six games. Mm-hmm. No one is going to say this is a big deal, but just curious your thoughts on the recent play of John Tavares.
Yeah, I don't think it's an overly big deal either, because consistency has been there for him throughout the season. And no, you know what, the points haven't fallen for him in the past half dozen games. They really haven't for Nylander either, Matt, but it's not a concern. Again, we're not even up to the halfway point here. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the Maple Leafs are winning hockey games right now. So if Tavares and Nylander haven't been bringing it production-wise, you know, other people are getting it done, because even these games where they've blown the leads that everyone was getting so upset about last week, and rightfully so, you don't want to see it, but they won a couple of those and lost another one in overtime. So people were getting it done. And, you know, the fact that Nylander and Tavares haven't been filling the net every single night, again, is not a big concern, because they play on a hockey team where you're not looking down the bench saying, these are the only two guys that can do this for us, and boy, oh boy, if they don't, we're in big trouble here. I don't think it's an issue at all. I really don't. And you know what? You might even say, well, did it partially lead to Keith doing this, the lines? No, I don't think so. No. I mean, we'll see what comes of it, and what kind of chemistry Marner and McKayev can have with Tavares. But if there's a list of worries that Sheldon Keefe draws up at the end of every day, this one is somewhere below the dotted line. It's not even a thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Everyone out there, go buy a copy of the Toronto Sun. Read the work. Follow me on Twitter at Coach Toronto Sun. Terry, all the best. Enjoy the game tomorrow. And, enjoy this calm before the storm, because, as you mentioned, February, March, and April, not going to be many 2 days off for this team.
No, there won't. And you know what? That's okay. I mean, a lot of the teams are in the same boat, Matt. But,
yeah.
I mean, for all of the lulls we've had now, forget about it, because it's not going to be the same, like I said, starting in about not quite 2 weeks, which is good. Looking forward to it.
100%. Take care, my friend.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Terry Koshan from the Toronto Sun.